From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message entitled Unfailing Guidance for the Unknown Future, part of this series of studies in the book of Joshua. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, found in his collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text is found in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 11. Who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Our belief in God's wisdom supposes and necessitates that he has a settled purpose and plan in the work of salvation. What would creation have been without his design? Is there a fish in the sea or a fowl in the air which was left to chance for its formation? Nay, in every bone, joint, and muscle, sinew, gland, and blood vessel, you mark the presence of a God working everything according to the design of infinite wisdom. And shall God be present in creation, ruling over all, and not in grace? Shall the new creation have the fickle genius of free will to preside over it when divine counsel rules the old creation? Look at providence. Who knoweth not that not a sparrow falleth to the ground without your Father? Even the hairs of your head are all numbered. God weighs the mountains of our grief in scales, and the hills of our tribulation in balances. And shall there be a God in providence, and not in grace? Shall the shell be ordained by wisdom, and the kernel be left to blind chance? No. He knows the end from the beginning. He sees in its appointed place not merely the cornerstone which he has laid in fair colors, in the blood of his dear Son, but he beholds in their ordained position each of the chosen stones, taken out of the quarry of nature and polished by his grace. He sees the whole from corner to cornice, from base to roof, from foundation to pinnacle. He hath in his mind a clear knowledge of every stone which shall be laid in its prepared space, and how vast the edifice shall be, and when the top stone shall be brought forth with shoutings of grace, grace unto it. At last it shall be clearly seen that in every chosen vessel of mercy Jehovah did as he willed with his own, and that in every part of the work of grace he accomplished his purpose and glorified his own name.
Song, the Lord of hosts proclaim. Praise
How often have you passed a church that displayed a sign which read, Revival, during a given set of dates? Yet how many Christians in this age of megachurches and seeker-sensitive religion have the faintest idea of what constitutes revival in the scriptural sense? Down through the centuries there have been remarkable visitations of God, during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards, were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the early 1950s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches were built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit of God came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not due to his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees by the roadside under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches, crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of what happened during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis, including Duncan Campbell's own account of that, as well as personal testimonies of people who came to salvation in Jesus Christ during those revival times. To obtain your own copies of what happened at that time, just request the CDs of the Revival on the Isle of Lewis. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You will be blessed greatly as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work. The text for this message, Unfailing Guidance for the Unknown Future, is Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. The narrative records the preparations for the children of Israel to cross the Jordan and to begin their conquest of Canaan. In verse 4, Joshua tells the nation, "Ye have not passed this way heretofore." As Dr. Cairns has shown, Israel was facing an unknown future. Yet they were to make a discovery that is true for all the people of God. The future cannot confront us with anything new, with anything that the saints before us have not encountered. The truths about God and His Word will be just as reliable for us as they have been for all before us. The future may be unknown, but it is not uncertain. Israel did not know the way through Canaan, but God did, and He had promised to guide His people. Furthermore, the way to know the Lord's guidance for the future is to follow Him in the present. It is imperative that we spend time in God's Word if we would know His guidance. Now here is Dr. Cairns to conclude this message, Unfailing Guidance for the Unknown Future.
We have these two thoughts in these opening verses. Hearing the Word of God, God spoke to Joshua. Joshua spoke to the people. The people heard. That's the command. Keep your eyes on the Lord and keep your ears open to His Word. How often we have thought of the famous words of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. And He shall direct thy paths. When we go astray, it's when we fail to acknowledge the Lord. When we go astray, it's when we get our eyes off the Lord and we turn a deaf ear to the word of the Lord and we willfully strike out on our own. He says, there is your ark. There is your Christ before you. Get a clear vision of Him. Make sure nothing obscures your sight of Christ. Make sure nothing deafens your ears to the word of Christ. Put away every sin that is turning you away from Christ and follow Him. The way to have guidance for the future is to follow the Lord in the present, knowing the will of God. Dr. Harry Ironside told of a minister visiting a godly old man who was known throughout the church for his love for the Lord and his love for the Word of God, though everybody knew he was a man of very poor education and little knowledge as far as the world went. The minister asked him, when he visited him, what he believed about the Urim and the Thummim, what he thought they were. The old man replied, "I don't really know. I know they were in the breastplate of the high priest. I know the words mean lights and perfections. And I know that in some way they were a means of divine guidance. I don't know a lot as to how the priest got that guidance. But I do know that by simply changing two letters in the Urim and the Thummim, I can still get guidance from them." The minister was more than a little intrigued. He said, "How do you do that?" "Well, I just change Urim and Thummim to Usin and Thummim." And he held up his Bible. And he said, "By Usin and Thummim, Thummim, I still find the guidance of God." Let me tell you, that's how to see Christ. That's how to hear the voice of Christ. That's how to know the will of Christ. I'm sure the Lord must get sick of Christians who are forever moaning, groaning in Scottish or Northern Irish dialect. We would say gurning. That's a real good word. It's far better than moaning and groaning. There's something about gurning. The very sound of it lets you know what they're doing. In the ear of God, I don't know, I can't find. And all the time when you go to them, the book of God lies unopened, unread, unstudied, unused. You're not going to find the will of God anywhere but as you meet with Him over the open page of His Word. There's an advert that appears on radio. It's an advert for Sports Illustrated for children. And it starts off by saying that the average American child watches something like 42 hours of television per week. I don't want to get into that, but any parent that allows that deserves to be horsewhipped. You may as well just damn your child now as allow that. But it made me think, as God looks down on His people, and remember, we're talking about Christians now. These are the people who would say that most of the stuff that appears on television is born in hell, spewed out by the devil. Most of them would say that most of that stuff is a propaganda tool of the enemies of the gospel. And they would then say that this Bible is the inspired, inerrant Word of God, and they would lead a church revolt to have the preacher kicked out if he were to say one word that would doubt that this is the Word of God. And of course, they'd be quite right in that. Now, as God looks down on these people, I wonder what He sees as He compares the hours they spend with the Bible with the hours they spend with the truth. I wonder what He sees. And then these self-same hypocrites come along. And they say, I can't find the will of God. I can't find the blessing of God. I can't find answers to prayer. Where is God when I need Him? How sickening. How sickening to God Almighty. Listen. This is where you'll see Christ, hear Christ, meet with Christ, know Christ, and receive the guidance of Christ. We face an unknown future. It is far from uncertain, however, for it's known to our God. He promises to guide us all the way, but the only way to know God's guidance for the future is to follow Him in the present. As we face the untrodden paths of this new year, we may think of the words of an old hymn, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know He holds my hand. So as George VI advised the English people, in a dark day, as you stand at the gate of the year, place your hand in the hand of your God. In truth, that will be better to you than any light, and safer than a known way. Let's bow our heads in prayer Let's all pray. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. As we come to the end of this first Sabbath service of another year, I want us just to take a second or two to let the Word of God sink down into our hearts. Let's take some spiritual stock at the beginning of the year. Where do I stand with God this morning? Not where do people think I stand. Where do I lead them to believe that I stand? But where do I really stand with God this morning? If you come into this meeting and you're not saved, there is a Savior from all sin. He'll save you now. Come and receive Christ. If you've entered into this service this morning and you're backslidden in heart, you've lost out with God, there is forgiveness with the Lord that He may be feared. There is a way back, a way of blessing and a way of victory. The Lord Jesus still sends His special word to every Peter who has denied Him, and He restores him. Come back this morning. And if you're a Christian and you're living really trudging every step of the way, you've lost a lot of your purpose, and a lot of your zeal, and a lot of your joy, you're still following, but it's afar off. Believer, this morning, get your eyes on Christ. This year can be, for you and for us together, the greatest we have ever known, if we but keep our eyes on our Ark, our Savior. Hear His voice and do His will. If you're not saved or if you're a backslider, I'd love to help you in the things of God. Don't trifle with these things. Come and have a word with me. Let me open the Scriptures with you. It's time for you indeed to seek the Lord. Father in heaven, bless Thy word to every heart. We thank Thee for a great Savior who is Christ the Lord. We thank Thee, O God, for one whose love is unfathomable, whose grace passes all description. Lord, we thank Thee for saving many, yet save more, we pray. And restore those who are cold and backslidden in heart. And God grant that this day we will be stirred in our souls to go through with God. We ask Thee, our God, to lead us to the discovery of those wonders which Joshua spoke about. The Lord will do wonderful things for us indeed. Lord, let us see the great things of our God, the great actions of grace, using us, blessing us this day and this year. We pray that Thou wilt bless those who travel now, grant them journeying mercies, and meet with those who stay to remember the Lord's death. Lord, as we start this year around the Lord's table, we would earnestly pray that Thou wilt make this a special time, a time of glorious fellowship with Thee, a time when our hearts will be drawn out after Christ. Hear our prayer. Answer our petition. Come, O Lord, and meet with us this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.